Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to a very brief episode of the Big City Slams podcast. I am your co-host, the Oracle, Deloa, whatever you want to call me, and joining me is Hooligan. How are you, sir?
What's going on, mate? I'm not bad. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You look tired. You okay?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to make this relatively brief. We are going to quickly go over the NXT TakeOver card. First match, Breezango versus the Forgotten Sons of Anarchy. Did you see that one?
I did not actually watch that match. I think it was on the kickoff, didn't it?
Jordan Miles defeated Cameron Grimes. I know who ACH is. I did not watch that match. Third match is the Street Profits defeated the Undisputed Era. That went on for 16 minutes and 55 seconds.
It was a good match. I thought it was time for the Undisputed Era to get the belts back, but I guess not. I do like Crime Time, and not, they just called it Crime Time.
Oh, Jesus.
the Street Profits.
Here come the complaints. In the emails.
The Street Profits, but I, when I was going into the show, I was sort of hoping, that the Undisputed Era would go all gold after this pay-per-view.
Especially on pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Would have been a nice image to see all four of them with gold on pay-per-view to end the show.
Yeah. I thought it was surprising how everybody in the show was saying, Peanut, get out of there.
We have the dog digging through the TNA 2011. Our fourth official match, Io Shirai defeated Candice LeRae by submission. 15 minutes.
It was a good match. I heard a lot of people say that it was the best match on the card. It was up there. I liked the main event, honestly. But
I felt this match was more of a wrestling match.
Yeah, and it was good. And Io Shirai is a good heel. And it's good that they're
putting
the robot. But Candice LeRae can go herself. I can't remember a lot of the specific spots in the match, but like she can go. Hopefully this is now going to push Io Shirai into the title picture. Because if Shayna is going to SmackDown soon, which is what I've been reading, I think Io's the one to beat her.
That'd be a really, really good match too, especially if it was the last woman standing.
Yeah, and who else in NXT do they got that's going to be able to beat her?
Our next match, which I thought was going to be match of the night. Velveteen Dream defeated Pete Dunne and Roddy Strong for the NXT North American Championship. So once again, the Undisputed Era came up short.
All three of these guys tell really good stories in the ring. Though I was disappointed that it was Pete Dunne that ate the pin, I do understand that they're trying to keep Roddy Strong, because I really do think that he is the next North American champion.
You got to keep Roddy Strong strong.
Yeah, of course you do. But Pete Dunne can't eat a pin right now. He's fine. He's going to be all right. That dude's going to get pushed to the moon soon enough. Overall, the Dreams matches always impress me, I think, but as soon as he drops this title, I think he needs to be pushed to the world title picture.
You'd say the same thing about Pete Dunne.
I would say Pete Dunne, too. I wouldn't mind him having a run with the mid-card belt first, though, either. Really start to establish himself as an NXT mainstay, because I feel like if they are going to do the three separate brands, I feel like Pete Dunne could be another character that could really be built in NXT.
Another top act.
And be an NXT mainstay.
We are going to get into the NXT, possibly moving to 2 hours. We got Shayna Baszler beating Mia Yim
Well, if WWE wants to promote gang activity, that's the way to do it.
You commented and said she looked like a ripoff of Ivelisse.
She does. Her when she's walking to the ring, she's got the bandana and the flat bill on, dude. And like, that's just what Ivelisse was. And then, like, first off, like, you're not as good as her. Like, so, but that match was really disappointing.
My main complaint with that match was it shouldn't have been 14 minutes. Shouldn't have even
Shayna should have eaten that bitch up.
Shayna needs to go out there and basically Goldberg people, throw around people like Brock. Complete dominance. Short, sweet, to the point. Shayna, in my opinion, just in general, is one of the best pro wrestlers.
I think when she goes
in the company.
I think when she goes to the main roster, she should beat Ronda.
Just know, ladies and gentlemen, the hooligan always has the gas.
Oh, yeah, dude, I always get good weed. Like, that's not a problem. I'm the RVD of the area, so.
Who's a really, really nice guy, by the way. Future plug episode, the hooligan will be interviewing yours truly, me, the greatest thing to happen to the history of the world since sliced bread on my WrestleMania 34 and Ring of Honor Supercard experience. As I was there live, one of the only really, really positive highlights of my life. We ain't got them dollars, Teddy. Another great story. And the main event, which I have a lot to say about this. Adam Cole defeated Johnny Wrestling in a 2 out of 3 falls, 2 out of 3 stages of hell, 3 stages of hell. Felt like 4 matches instead of 3.
It was a long, long match. That was an hour long.
Just about, yeah. I don't like all the near falls. I didn't like how they did how many Canadian destroyers off of something very high up.
4 or 5?
That's an angle. You could have broke his neck and sold it for months off of one of those.
You're in Canada. That could have been the big finish.
I mean, I agree with what I've heard from a lot of podcasters. They pulled a Fonz, man. They completely jumped the shark. I don't know if was that supposed to be a message to AEW? Like, if you want to do this flippy dippy high spot fest, we got you covered.
When we were watching that match, dude, I just remember you saying like, "Hey, dude, top that."
I feel like that was the whole point of that.
Yeah, I mean, I.
Because NXT, up until this pay-per-view, I felt like was the best place for pure pro wrestling. Anywhere. Maybe except the NWA, and that's it.
Yeah, and...
maybe MLW.
And I mean, they've always delivered on their matches. The last 2 main events they put on were fucking fantastic, right? So, I mean, I rarely have complaints about their match, and I do think a lot of it wasn't their fault. They had an hour to fill.
It felt like a performance. It felt like it was very choreographed. Not that the moves weren't smooth, they didn't look good, they looked really good.
There's too many false finishes, there's too many kickouts. You're kicking out of moves that you shouldn't kick out of. Should be dead.
Joey Diaz is interviewing someone named Mick Mahan. That's literally what it said. Yeah, Mick Mahan.
That's funny.
Well, there's a podcast for the Church of What's Happening Now.
There's a plug for it, yeah.
For Uncle Coco. That match, it was good. I just felt it was way too much. And it felt like they were just trying to send a message to AEW, because that match kind of reminded me of the Okada Kenny Omega matches.
Yeah,
how they just kept trying to top their 6-star masterpiece.
Yeah, it's just it was very flippy dippy, but I understand that they had to fill an hour, and there's only so much you could do in an hour. Like,
I liked the first fall. First fall was great.
Yeah, it was.
Had good pacing, it felt right, they weren't overdoing anything.
What did you think of all the weapons at the top of the cage?
I immediately thought of the Dean Ambrose Jericho match.
Yeah.
I immediately thought of the Ambrose Asylum. Well, now that we can kind of move on I don't think we ever talked about Vince's blood and guts comments, did we? Because, well, Vince in a conference call said we're going to graduate from that blood and guts stuff we did before, unlike our potential competitor. I bring this up because some guy in a conference call tried to call out Triple H on Adam Cole bleeding from his back, which is the dumbest, most redundant, off-ball... You're just trying to get a reaction out of the guy. I felt like that match didn't need blood for sure, even though that was, you know, Mortal Kombat on steroids with what they were doing to each other.
Yeah, it wasn't... There was no blood, and anybody trying to put a knock on Triple H for saying that there was no blood. It was on a conference call, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was on a conference call.
Yeah, dude, no, it just shows that, you know, that a lot of people who work in the dirt sheets just don't know what the fuck they're talking about. That's why you should take all the dirt sheets with a fucking grain of salt.
Before we move on to the biggest party of the summer, we're going to briefly discuss NXT possibly moving to 2 hours on the US Set Network or FS1. I am scared shitless for that.
Well, now that Vince is going to be more involved...
He'd have to be. I agree with everyone that he'd have to be. It's on TV. That's officially a third brand. It's on television.
Yeah. Yeah, I just hope they don't ECW it, man. And just make it a fucking place for you to send your mid-card.
And this is 2 hours of that, potentially.
Yeah, it's going to be 2 hours.
Does that mean we're going to have two NXT titles? Like, what does this all mean? It's really, really confusing stuff.
Yeah. I agree with Sol amongst it, and they're probably going to have a bunch of main roster guys come down for it. So, and I don't know what that's going to do to the dynamic of what they've got going on down
there. I'd love to see Cesaro versus Pete Dunne.
Yeah, that would be a good match.
The matches Cesaro had with Sami Zayn, that was fucking insane. And Cesaro was a main roster guy. Look what Tyler Breeze did for Velveteen Dream. Velveteen didn't, you know, need Tyler Breeze to get over, but that was a good rivalry. That really helped them both.
The Dream versus the Fiend. Be a good match.
I mean, we're gonna get into him. You don't have any other thoughts about NXT possibly being on the
telly? I think the AEW's got their work cut out for them against NXT. If they keep NXT pretty much the same format as what they're doing now. They keep their own roster. They have Triple H write what they got. Because they've got a fucking good roster. They have a really good roster right now.
On NXT.
They had Adam Cole... Kyle Fish, Kyle O'Reilly, Bobby Fish, Roddy Strong,
Pete Dunne,
Matt Riddle,
Velveteen Dream for now.
Velveteen Dream. Fuck, dude, you got Shane Strickland.
Shane Shibata.
Yeah, they got Swerve.
They got Shane Strickland. Yeah. I'm calling him Shane Strickland until I figure out his new name. Isaiah Scott. Isaiah Swerve Scott.
I think he's been wrestling on 205 Live as well. Swerve.
Good place for him, at least in the beginning, because he's younger.
Yeah, I agree.
I just hope if I was in the boardroom, I'd be like, let's counter program their shit with actual pro wrestling and try to have the most pure 2 hours of just wrestling. That's what I would do personally.
Yeah.
You don't need a whole lot of talking.
Like, NXT has good wrestling. Like, it's just like, fuck, man. Like, Vince comes in and, like, takes over and does what he does. We're on SmackDown ripping up scripts and shit, dude. That's gonna fuck that show up really bad.
Because that show's... Think about the whole when Gargano and Ciampa got called up. Just how awkward that came off them just randomly being a team again. That completely fucked that whole rivalry up. Not completely, but it damaged it. Put a lot of loopholes in it. So Vince has already had his hand in NXT a little bit with those premature call-ups. How many people he called up for no reason Heavy Machinery ain't being used. EC3 ain't being used. They're finally using Nikki Cross, and that's just a vehicle to get Alexa over.
Yeah.
I don't see a payoff with that.
I don't see a payoff with it either, especially when Alexa's been the fucking.
But when it comes to NXT specifically, that's what I would do to counter program. AEW better be on their toes.
Yeah, dude, Bliss should be putting her over.
But yet again, NXT isn't selling out 10,000 people, let alone 5,000 people.
But they don't tour.
Because they can't.
They will when they go live.
Yeah, they might have no choice. It sounded like they might stay in Full Sail.
And they don't have to do arenas.
They might stick to the Impact Zone deal and just stay in Florida for most of the episodes.
I don't think so. I think they're talking making it a touring brand, but it's not supposed. It's going to be a touring brand that does smaller venues, and not the big ass arenas like Raw and SmackDown does.
They don't need those. That wouldn't work. Period.
What's that?
That wouldn't work. You're right. They should do smaller arenas.
Well, yeah, dude. Well, like when they go to when they do the house show here in town, they do it at the Ralston Arena. That's where you know. They would shine. They could easily get big crowds into those arenas. Big, loud, intimate crowds. And that's what NXT is famous for now. The nice, intimate, small, tight-knit crowd, the diehards, is what it's famous for now. And that's what I feel like we'll get over. You just need to keep it the same. You need to keep the programming, because it works. It works. NXT has a great program.
Another way to look at it is when Raw was at its best, it was only 1 hour. And then it went to 2. And there was no SmackDown.
Yeah.
One show.
Thank God NXT UK is still fucking good.
Can you imagine if Breaking Bad had 2 separate shows every week? Game of Thrones? Any of these shows, they wouldn't last. That's what makes pro wrestling special. But at the same time, Vince is clearly abusing that. With all this programming. Anyway, let's get into SummerSlam. Drew Gulak defeated Bjorn Larson for the Cruiserweight Championship. Didn't watch that one, sadly. Did you?
Nope.
Buddy Murphy defeated Apollo Crews.
Didn't watch that either.
Luke Harper came out and beat the piss out of Buddy. They are pushing Buddy Murphy very hard.
Which they should. He's a good wrestler.
So, to wrap that up...
And he can talk.
To take a... Time Machine, did you watch the Buddy Murphy Roman Reigns match on SmackDown?
Yeah. I was
brilliant match. Was
attending
that,
bar.
Was that one SmackDown or 2 SmackDowns after
this week?
After SummerSlam.
2.
Brilliant one? Match.
No, 1.
These are the questions we have to ask ourselves for these stoner moments. But it was a brilliant match. And you have to give credit where credit is due. Roman absolutely had everything to do with that as well. It takes 2 to tango, and that was just a brilliant match.
Roman
is a really good wrestler. He's definitely getting there.
Yeah, we've watched him become who he is, and he is a good wrestler. It's just like, you know, he got the rough end of the stick because he was pushed down everybody's throats. And I feel like... If Vince goes down to NXT, he's going to pick that one guy, and he's going to push him to the fucking moon and shove him down your throat. And I got a feeling it's probably... Adam Cole or Gargano.
Moving on, Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross defeated the Iconics. And then we get on... And then we move on to the main show, which had the most surprising thing, I think, of all, was Pyro.
Yeah, it did.
The return of Pyro, besides WrestleMania and the very progressive city of Jeddah. Mm-hmm. The man Becky Lynch defeated Natalya for the championship. Good match.
Yeah.
I'm glad Natalya got a chance to shine in her hometown and got to have that match. I'm sure that was fun for her.
Yeah.
It was an okay build. They didn't do any women favors with that.
No.
And now we move on to Goldberg squashing Ziggler. What I thought was really entertaining.
Yeah.
I had fun. I had fun the whole time.
He came back out twice to come.
I will say, I do remember saying, they have Pyro tonight. Will Goldberg have the sparklers?
And he did.
Lo and fucking behold. It's little things like that. It's
not Goldberg entrance without parody. Like, that's...
How many times did he come out for Raw? And I guess SmackDown with no pyro. It is a weird sight.
Yeah.
I remember when Kane would come out with no pyro.
Yeah, we've seen that recently. It's
really weird.
It's fucking weird.
So, yeah, Dolph sold that like $1 million. A couple $1 million for each spear. And then we're going to briefly talk about how Vince won't let Dolph leave. I'm almost at the opinion you should have seen it coming, pal.
Yeah, what do you do?
I owe you one.
He could be feuding with Shawn Spears right now.
Or Cody.
Or tagging with him.
Yeah. Because
I feel like he would fit in that mix just fine.
MJF.
In that solid AEW midcard. Right?
You could have a good feud with Adam
and,
Page.
And you have someone that's relatively known.
Ziggler versus Pac.
Yeah.
Another good match.
Yeah. It also, you know, are they having a mid-card belt in AEW? Or is it just a singles
match? Not yet.
Yeah.
There is a world title, a tag title, and then the women's championship will be decided at the first ever show. So that's actually good booking on their part. Gives you another reason to want to watch the first ever champion on the telly.
Yeah.
Hopefully they won't pull an Alondra Blaze. You're getting a cigarette in the middle of the podcast. I was about to say. AJ Styles, the OC, defeated Ricochet for the United States Championship. The one thing that I did like that I did comment on was the Sidetrons and the name template. The one, the only important club.
Yeah.
That little knock. You see, even though that's petty and childish, that's what I like to see.
Yeah.
Just those little things, those little snippets, those little Easter eggs that knock other companies. That's what you want to see. That's what makes wrestling interesting. That's what makes me want to continue to watch WWE. I haven't lost faith in them because it's little shit like that that brought me back. Anyway, what'd you think of the match? I liked it.
I liked it as well.
We've just seen AJ, it more than once.
It's been done. But AJ always puts on a good match. And so does Ricochet. And I mean, like, as far as flippy dippy shit, wasn't that bad. So I didn't mind watching it at all.
So let me ask you something, and be honest with me here. When's the last time you've seen a really, really phenomenal AJ match? Something's off with that guy. See, the fact that we have to think is troubling.
Who do you wrestle at WrestleMania?
That's a really good question. Randy Bobandy.
Randy, yeah, that match. Not a bad match.
I like that one. Well,
who actually bought a ticket didn't see.
Yeah. Blinding headlights. Well, yeah. I mean, at least we get the club, the OC, all wearing gold.
Yes.
So that's a nice image. Moving on to my favorite, Bayley.
Yeah.
Beating Ember Moon.
Average,
yeah. Moving on. Kevin Owens defeated Shane McMahon. Had Owens lost, he would have had to quit with Elias as the special guest ring enforcer. And you know, how many times have we seen this with Shane McMahon? We've seen this exact thing with Stone Cold back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, it's so... with,
pretty especially sure one
with
of,
Kevin using the stunner and, like, Shane trying to be the bad guy. Like, you can definitely see how it could be...
It's like you
can be put together, you know.
It's like I requested a Coke and you gave me Diet Coke with water in it. I don't know any other better analogy.
I mean, Kevin's pulling it off on his side. I just don't like Shane. He's kind of boring now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's cooling off Kevin in the long run. Kevin can only do so much. And the match wasn't even that good. And that's not Kevin's fault.
No.
Shane has the worst punches. Probably in the business.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Shane can only do so much himself because he's not a wrestler.
He goes really well for his age. But the context and how much they're pushing him, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's way too much. Moving on from Shane McMahon, as WWE should do, which I thought was maybe match of the night, Charlotte versus Trish.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I could say that might have been match of the night.
That much in the last 15 years, like, you know,
I'd give it match of the night, and I that was
she one did of really well, man. Like, she did really well. She hit Satisfaction. Like,
I wasn't even really looking too forward to that match, and I was just blown away.
She did really well, and if that really was her retirement match, it was a good match.
Oh, I think she's gonna wrestle Alexa. Supposed to have an evolution. It's bound to happen.
WWE advertises it as her retirement match.
I'm not convinced.
You're not convinced, eh?
I'm not convinced at all. Who knows? It could take place in the very progressive city of Jeddah. You never know. Yeah, I was absolutely blown away. And almost, in my opinion, match of the night.
That'd be so funny to see Trish Stratus fight Alexa Bliss and fucking
sweet Saudi money for knocking on Allah's door.
When they're wearing burkas and fucking
trash bags.
we're not trying to knock anybody here.
Kofi Kingston defeated Randy Bobandy in a double count out for the WWE title.
Boring.
A very meh match. Didn't make either man look better, and it should have been a breakout performance for Kofi, even though he doesn't need it. But yeah, as a champion, you should have.
For me, that kind of solidified that I think Kofi's run should be about up.
I blame more Randy.
I think you should drop it to KO. But KO's a babyface right now, so they don't really work. So
yeah, SmackDown ain't doing too well on the heel side.
Apparently, Brock's gonna walk in and take it. So
Braun or Brock?
Brock, yeah. As soon as October comes around, ladies and gentlemen,
here comes the pain.
You're gonna see a brand new world heavyweight champion, and it's gonna be Brock Lesnar. I promise. That's what's gonna happen. I guarantee you his first match on SmackDown in what? 15, 16 years? 15 years? 2004?
Who?
Brock.
On the telly? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2004, yeah.
Yeah, I guarantee it's going to be a title match. And you're going to win.
On SmackDown? It should. That might actually pop a number.
Yeah, dude.
For 1 week. But that's WWE needs what they can get. Fox is paying a lot of money for an extreme under-deliverance.
When was the last time he wrestled on Raw?
Again, I know it was against Tommy Dreamer.
So it's been 15 years since he wrestled on Raw.
Might have been in 2002.
God, that dude never wrestles on TV.
When did Brock Lesnar last wrestle on Raw?
We got to look that up, Jamie.
I'm pretty sure it was against Tommy Dreamer. His last match was on SmackDown, 2004. His last match, I think, on Raw was against Tommy Dreamer.
You said that three times now.
But I actually got to confirm it this time.
Is it?
Yeah, so you can go fuck yourself, buddy.
It was against Tommy Dreamer in
a Singapore cane match, yeah, to build up his match for Goldberg.
Yeah, and that match sucked.
It's a whole nother episode for us. Yeah. Where are you going now?
Come with me.
Just come with me.
Is there a cigarette bowl? Yes. And so, folks, when it comes to Brock Lesnar and SmackDown in October, I'm pretty sure he's going to have the strap around his waist, dude. It can't be that. And as far as Kofi, for me, Kofi's run a little dry. Let's just be honest. Okay? I love Kofi as champion. It was a great run.
for him, because I did not expect it to last this long going into it. I don't think anybody really did, but they've really pushed that dude as a champion, and he's done a good job. He's beaten Daniel Bryan, he's beaten Randy Orton, he's beaten AJ Styles.
I'm going to quote my favorite podcaster, Songbuster. Don't cry because it's over. Be happy because it happened.
That's right. Yeah, that's the best way to look at it.
I'm paraphrasing, but goddamn it.
And then, so
we're gonna flip flop here. We're gonna talk about the last match on the card. Then we'll talk about the main event. We had Brock Lesnar finally lose to the Beast Slayer, Seth Lynch.
Yeah. I mean,
Sethy Lynch.
He put Seth over pretty well, but, like, dude, I just, like, I'm tired of babyface Seth.
I'm tired.
And you put the belt right back on him, dude, after, like.
We've seen Brock and Seth quite a bit.
Yeah, it's time for it to be done, and it's time for it to be off of Seth as well. But, like, who do you give it to at this point? And I think that's a simple answer, and I think we're going to get into that here pretty soon. So,
for the Raw side, yeah, if Brock's going to SmackDown, right. Yeah, because Brock's going to walk right into Fox with that belt, be all over it. The NFL when they're on Fox, every station, yeah, dude, they're going to put Brock everywhere.
So, in the long run, I think that babyface Seth is not good. He doesn't draw, and he acts like a dick on Twitter.
we would just like to tell you, Seth Rollins, that you are remarkably damaging your reputation.
I'd just like to tell you that you are ruining your reputation. And yeah, dude, if you don't know where that's from, you gotta listen to it, and we'll plug that later. But yeah, let's get on to the best part.
It was so funny, dude. Finn Balor looked like a stereotypical twink with his fucking white trousers on.
Yeah, dude.
Like the whitest meat face you've ever seen out of a cookie cutter. He looked like a Calvin Klein model.
Yeah, dude, and, but, you know, the Fiend's entrance, was as good as it just smashed my expectations.
He came out with his fucking head as a lantern, basically saying the Fiend killed Bray.
That's a badass, dude, and now I think I know who really should retire the Undertaker.
He should have did that at WrestleMania 31.
Yeah, but now he really should do it.
He should walk out with Taker's head.
Yeah, he should. He should. That would be so fucking dope. Walk out with the Undertaker's head. Dude, that would be so dope.
I think if they do...
And Undertaker would probably let him do it.
I think if they do Roman versus Rock at Mania next year, which they should, there's your other main event.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know who you'd have go on last, because I'd have that be Taker's legit last match. I'd throw Sting in there, too. If Sting wants to wrestle one more time, he should put Bray over. Because why not?
Yeah, well, apparently, what I've read, speaking of Sting, and I hate to get off topic, but apparently him and Undertaker are pushing for a match next year.
At Mania?
Yeah, they're both pushing for it. They both pitched it. Apparently.
Well, if that's
I can't remember the source. So, and he should, dude.
If that's the case, I think you're ribbing.
No. I can look it up. But that being said, let's go back to the Fiend.
Short, sweet, to the point. He did like basically a Mortal Kombat fatality and snapped his neck.
Which I think he needs to be careful, because he's a fucking strong dude.
Yeah, and Finn sold that like death.
Yeah, he did. Dude, like, and what a way for him to start. That character has so much promise. So much promise. That could be the baddest motherfucker on the roster for the next few years. I could see him main eventing WrestleMania.
Should just book him like a 90s taker. Don't have him on TV every week.
No, you don't need him on TV every week.
Just do
week.
The Firefly Funhouse vignettes. Because everybody
right.
and their mom loves those.
That's right.
You're going to sell a lot of merch.
You should only wrestle as the Fiend. You shouldn't come out at all. You should just stay in the funhouse. That's just how it should go. That being said...
Do you want to see Mr. Rogers Wyatt walking around backstage, interacting with people, or strictly just keep him in the funhouse?
I don't know about that.
That's it's a hell of a thing to think about.
Yeah, it is. That being said, if you book this guy strong... when he eventually does lose, it's going to mean something for somebody. He needs to be booked just as strong as Brock, if you ask me, dude. That character should not lose. There's no reason for that character to lose. Look at him. He's a fucking monster. Like, that character should tear through the entire roster until he gets the belt and then gets a real challenge from someone like Brock or The Undertaker.
I think the
and he shouldn't lose to them either. They should put him over to the moon, if you ask me. Dude, that character is
why people think Aleister Black, in any capacity,
should beat him,
is fucking asinine.
What? Where are you reading that?
Just comment sections. People tweeting about it. People have their opinions and post about him.
Not yet.
That is the
not yet
ever.
Not yet.
Aleister Black shouldn't be Bray Wyatt.
They
ever.
Shouldn't. They shouldn't. Well, no. And even if Aleister was that strong, dude, that feud shouldn't happen for a year or maybe even two, because Aleister needs time to build himself.
Because they've done nothing with him.
They took him off of TV right after WrestleMania, and has he wrestled yet on TV? Maybe once.
Against Cesaro.
Okay, so
I'm watching that at work.
That being said, dude. Alistair's gotta go through the roster as well, and that dude's a bad motherfucker as well, but no, against The Fiend right now, no, dude, that motherfucker is strong, and The Fiend should not lose. I would have him have a fucking win streak for a very long time.
I wouldn't even have The Fiend wrestle in Clash of Champions. It's a fucking waste.
He should put out Kane, he should put out The Undertaker, he should put out both of them.
Put out Sting.
Yeah, if Sting wants an actual retirement, that would be quick, dude. You could just have him fucking have Sting hit a couple moves and then just have him grab the mandible claw and end it.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do. Sting doesn't take a single bump, but he gets to fucking do the fucking Scorpion Piledriver and...
I'm sure Sting could do a thing or two.
The Scorpion DDT.
I'm sure Sting could do a thing or two.
Yeah, you could...
do a Humpty Bumpty. You bump around.
I don't know. He never got that surgery, bro, so he's pretty fragile.
If he's willing to wrestle The Undertaker.
I don't know, dude. I think you just fucking give Sting the fucking mandible claw. That's all you need. That's all you need, bro. And it makes fucking Bray Wyatt look like a fucking monster. Yeah, dude, but I would have fucking Undertaker retire next year against against Bray, dude, because there's no reason for The Undertaker to still wrestle. Like, I'm really convinced of that, dude. If you weren't going to have Roman retire him, dude, then you shouldn't, like... Fuck.
So, there's only a couple more things to talk about. It just comes down to the stories and the characters and knowing what you're doing. And I think one of the hottest stories that's going to come out of, maybe not the year, but at least the next 3 to 4 months, is the Sasha Becky feud. I marked out Sasha when she came out. That's probably going to be one of the best ones they could do for the women. It's going to be a damn good match.
I'd have them do an Iron Man or Iron Woman match that they
had
in NXT.
Person.
No, they didn't have it in NXT.
It's an Iron Person.
It was Sasha and Charlotte that had the.
Sasha and Charlotte.
No, it was Sasha and Bayley. It was Sasha and Bayley that had the fucking Iron Man match in.
Either way, all the women had great matches with each other, so I don't think Becky and Sasha's gonna...
I would do an Iron Woman match.
I would do a series.
Yeah.
I would book an actual series. I miss those in wrestling, just in general, a series. The Booker T and Chris Benoit had one.
Yeah, they did.
That was one of the last ones I remember. The Cesaro-Sheamus one was really good.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, that's what I would pitch. with those two.
Speaking of them, let's talk King of the Ring. It's coming back. The last King of the Ring was Wade Barrett. He defeated Neville to become King of the Ring. The last one we had, and that was, what, 3-4 years ago?
Neville never won King of the Ring?
No.
He was just King of the Cruiserweights?
No, he was King of the Cruiserweights, but he was never King of the Ring. No, King of the Ring hasn't been around since, I want to say, 2015? 2016, maybe? But yeah, Wade Barrett was the last King of the Ring. King Barrett! And that was kind of the gimmick that really kind of killed Wade Barrett for a lot of people.
The King of Bad News?
The King of Bad News. So, you know, who's in it? We've got Samoa Joe and Cesaro tomorrow. Which is going to be a good match.
You already know Kevin Owens is getting fucked by Shane.
Yeah.
I know Ricochet's in it. A lot of people are wanting to see King Ricochet. Which honestly ain't too terrible of an idea.
No.
Could be a lot worse. I think it'd be dumb for him, but I mean, he has a literal bullet in his entrance theme.
Who did, I listened to, another podcast I listened to is the Hall of Fame with Booker T, and Booker T said,
another former King of the Ring.
Did he say Braun? I want to say he said Braun. Would be a good King of the Ring.
The King of them, man.
Yeah, the King Among Men. There you go.
Another former King of the Ring winner. I think we could probably talk a little bit more about him another episode with Harley Race.
Yeah, it's such a shame about poor old Harley Race. And every time I hear Harley Race, dude, I hear CM Punk say, "What would Harley Race do?"
Yeah, that is a heartwarming story, honestly. Yeah. Took the shot for the guy.
Yeah.
I want to start watching a lot. I would love to get Harley's opinions on the current, like, just the in-ring product of what he would think about Gargano and Cole. Because when he did that kind of stuff, it looked real. Because, like, the few matches, I haven't watched a lot of Harley Race matches. I was born in 1995. Forgive me. But the Harley Race matches that I have watched, it looks real. To an extent.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like he's beating the fuck out of someone. And when he's getting hit, it looks like the dude got fucking hit. Harley Race reminds me of my grandpa Stan. Like, just like how he looks.
Yeah.
Like that old rugged, you know, he looks like, you know.
He was a man, dude. Yeah, he's a tough motherfucker. You didn't want to fuck with him, dude. Right. But, props to Vince to McMahon for paying his medical bills. So.
He did the same thing with Harley Race he did with Mike Goldberg. Told him not to show up at NWA event.
Yeah.
Both times Vince was told no.
Yeah. Vince probably respected that. So
if that shows who Harley Race is, you know, fuck.
Yeah.
He could. I bet Harley Race would turn down the sweet Saudi money.
Yeah, fuck Saudi Arabia, right? So.
Another prediction for King of the Ring is King Corbin.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to waste it on him?
King Corbin.
That ain't going to put him over at all.
Hey, at least it'll change. At least he won't look like he works at Applebee's anymore.
The motherfucker needs a manager. And I've said that for months now. That dude needs a manager. But obviously, Vince don't like managers anymore. Like, which, another team on Raw that I really liked that had a manager was AOP. And that was Paul Ellering, and the they fucking
you don't like the
killed that.
You don't like the authors of Spud?
No. No. I much preferred Paul Ellering with that group.
Another person who I could totally want to win King of the Ring, and I hope he just stomps on the crown and just, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just
yeah.
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, King Drew. Scottish King, that would be a good one, but I think Drew's getting the Wade Barrett effect, and he's getting boring to a lot of people.
Well, they're not having him do anything.
Yeah, no.
When's the last time he's had a memorable match? He wasn't even on the SummerSlam card. They've done nothing with him. He's been Shane McMahon's. Like, the only thing they've given him is television time. What's that? Especially when you're playing second fiddle to Shane. Hopefully it leads to a Drew Shane match and Shane just beats the piss out of him.
Yeah.
That's what people want to see anyway.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
I can't think of anybody else that's in. I think maybe Cedric Alexander. He ain't winning.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind Braun Strowman, actually, but what is the King Among Men going to do? Flip over the throne?
I don't know. I think he needs to turn heel again.
Not too big on face Strowman, honestly.
Yeah, dude, I think he needs to turn heel again and start being a badass. Try to find his way back into the main event. Because there was a minute there, man, that guy was fucking hot. Like, he was fucking white hot, dude. Like, and we got to see him when he was white hot, dude. When he fucking speared Big Show through the cage. Me and Tyler were there.
And he was a heel.
Yeah.
Being over his God in church.
Yeah, fucking over as fuck, dude. I wanted his t-shirt. I had his mug at work, and I left it at work. At Hudson, dude. I ordered that fucking coffee mug so I could drink coffee out of a Braun Strowman mug at work. And I left that mug at work like a fucking retard. Oh, excuse me.
Like a mental patient. Like you belong to the Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
Singing songs with the Acme Gang.
That spot got over so well that they put it in 2K19.
Well, of course. We deserve that. We were in the spot.
Yeah.
So, with all that said, we are about to wrap things up here on the Big City Sam's podcast. Two future plugs. My WrestleMania 34 experience. And I have a challenge for Dan. We are going to sit down and try to just record as we watch. I don't know how we're going to do this. But we are going to have our first retro pay-per-view review of NWO Sold Out.
Yep.
One of the greatest pay-per-views for all the wrong reasons. It's fucking hilarious.
It's on the network, yeah?
Of course it's on the network. We could watch it right now. But we're not.
Yeah.
We're gonna plan out, and it's gonna be a hell of an episode. Cause we're gonna take the piss out of that.
Also,
they call Eddie Guerrero a jumping Mexican bean.
I am finishing the next episode that we're gonna be releasing later on this week. That is going to be featuring Don Shay King. It was an episode we actually recorded last week, and it is. Our opinions on factions and the history of factions in wrestling. And so look out for that episode coming later this week. And so I think with that, folks, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. As always, we're going to give a huge thank you to our good friends and the good folks over at Anchor for giving us a wonderful platform to record on. And you can actually use this same platform too by going to the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, and typing in Anchor. You can find Tyler the Oracle on Facebook at Tyler Tenacious DeLoa. You can also find me on Facebook at Daniel James Dennison. And you can find me on Twitter also at @the_Brit_kid. And so, yeah, with that, folks, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Yeah, you got any last words?
Yeah, AEW purchased a domain for the Wednesday Night War.
Oh.
And I just opening my phone, looking at the wrestling news.
That's good times.
So stay tuned.
Yep, stay tuned, folks. Peace out.